KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. A winter weather advisory continues until noon today. Scattered rain showers likely this afternoon, otherwise cloudy skies. Daytime highs approaching 40, southeasterly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Cloudy skies, tonight lows around 26, 41 tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently it's 34.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Here's a question for you. How fun do you think that your community is across the state of Kansas? As according to the latest national report, that Kansas has ranked with many cities on the list for some of the most fun in the nation. As the latest study comes from WalletHub.com on 2022's most fun cities in America, with Kansas City ranking number 46 overall across the nation with a score of 39, ranking 68th for entertainment and recreation, 36th for nightlife and parties, and 59th for the cost. The city of Wichita is also on the list, ranking number 77 across the nation, sitting 124th for entertainment and recreation, 76th for nightlife and parties, and ranking number 8 in the nation for cost. The top five of the nation include Las Vegas, Orlando, Miami, Atlanta, Georgia, and New Orleans. The least fun cities across the nation include Pearl City, Hawaii, South Burlington, Vermont, Oxnard, California, Moreno Valley, California, and Santa Rosa, California. Mid-America Network News.
Dear Santa, all I want for Christmas is a new Kia from Midwest Kia for my mom. She has been very good this year and deserves this more than anything. Merry Christmas, Peyton. P.S. I have been very good as well.
This Christmas, treat the ones you love most with a brand new Kia from Midwest Kia. And we'll treat you to our simple, transparent, and fast Better Way to Buy experience. If a new Kia is on your Christmas list, Midwest Kia has an honest and fair car buying process and available inventory on the lot today. All new Kias come with the industry-leading 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Visit us at Midwest Kia at Kellogg and Tyler or MidwestKia.com. And remember,
we want to see you.
Some Kansas lawyers in the state have been reinstated, disbarred, and put on probation by the Kansas Supreme Court. As WIBW reports the case of matter of Curtis and Holmes, the Kansas Supreme Court said that it held, contrary to findings of hearing panels, that Holmes had met his burden of proof to the degree necessary for reinstatement. Holmes had received a one-year suspension from the practice of law in 2018 after he continued to practice law, despite having been suspended prior for failure to pay his annual registration fee in a timely manner. In the Kansas Supreme Court case of the matter of Shayla Johnston, they say that it held her repeated violations of the rules that were severe enough to warrant disbarment. Finally, Forrest Lowry was suspended from practice of law for 90 days due to violations of KRPC, which includes diligence, communication, expediting litigation, and engaging in professional misconduct that adversely reflects the lawyer's fitness to practice law. The courts did note as well that the suspension is stayed during a three-year probation period, which will begin on January 21st of 2023. Mid-America Network News.
Double the joy!
Double the joy!
Double the joy!
Ho, ho, ho! We're doubling the joy this holiday season at Blue Valley Technologies. Refer a friend and you get $40 and they get $40. Refer as many friends and family members as you can before the end of the year and the credits will show up on your Blue Valley bill. Visit bluevalley.net/double the joy today.
Terms and conditions apply. See store for details.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Heads of the Nebraska casinos across the state held their Leadership Unlimited Leaders Like Us Live event, fielding questions from the general public on questions regarding the casinos as they talk about career experiences, leadership perspectives, and visions for a new casino in the Grand Island community.
The Racing and Gaming Commission from Nebraska will be here on the 14th, which is next Wednesday. They will be right here in Foner Park. And one of the items on the agenda is approval of our license. We don't have our license yet, but we're hoping that the commission will, you know, take a tour and approve our license.
That audio from KSNB Local Channel 4, where they say once they get the approval, they can set the official opening date within a couple of weeks, and they are still looking to hire individuals for the casino. Where he says as things slowly get up and going, they are looking for individuals to work the early morning or late shifts with security guards, and explains right now with the temporary casino, they will start off with only slot machines.
The holidays bring family and friends together to tables filled with delicious food. Make the centerpiece of your holiday table smoked and cured meats from Yoder Meats. Bring in the holidays with Yoder Meats custom smoked turkeys or fresh turkey, cured hams, prime rib, or specialty meats like lamb and goat, all hand cut for your gathering. Stop by your favorite store today and let our team help you find the right cut of meat to impress your holiday guests. Place orders early to ensure you get just what you want. From our table to yours, it's the old-fashioned flavor at Yoder Meats in Yoder and three locations in Wichita.
Changes in weather can make or break Kansas farms.
It's going to pick up an intensity a little bit overnight tonight.
That affects us all. That's why you need a meteorologist you can trust to give you accurate and up-to-the-minute information each and every day.
I'm Jay Prater. I know how important an accurate forecast is to you. With Cake First Alert Forecast, I'll give you precise conditions in your area, wherever you are in Cake Land.
Trust Jay Prater and Cake First Alert, your weather authority. Cake News, on your side.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. A housing initiative in Marshall County designed to more fully utilize infill lots, which are empty lots in communities where infrastructure such as streets, water, sewer, and utilities are already located, has been announced through the Partnership for Growth. A 10-year, 100% property tax abatement is an expansion of the Neighborhood Revitalization Program, which countywide is currently prorated on a 5-year scale. An effort to jumpstart residential construction would help alleviate a housing shortage. The infill housing program does require community consent as to location and construction guidelines. Additional details will be forthcoming. The program was highlighted by Partnership Director Ellen Barber at a meeting in Marysville last week. A brief medical lock-in was announced Wednesday morning at Marysville High School as first responders addressed to student medical needs. As a protocol, other students were asked to remain in and continue work in classrooms for a short time until the lock-in was released. School officials said the notification procedure to parents was designed to reduce rumors and misinformation that might result from an otherwise mostly routine event. Washington County 4-H Achievement Banquet was held recently. Trevor Heitman presented the Distinguished Service Award, Deanna Colley, 4-H Leader of the Year, and Mitch Zabatriski, the Alumni Award. Happy Workers won the Spirit Award, and judging team and individual recognitions included members of the 8 4-H clubs in Washington County. Nemahal Valley Community Hospital in Seneca has announced that Dr. Alexander Hermisch will return to general practice in the community in September of next year. A Seneca native, he's a 2020 Kansas University graduate and is completing residency with Smoky Hill Family Medicine. Marysville Postmaster Mary Schmaley has taken a position in Topeka with the Postal Service, and Jason Crook of Marysville is now postmaster. A Washington native, he has 16 years with the post office and was formerly supervisor for 7 years. A retirement reception is planned Friday afternoon in Troy at the Doniphan County Courthouse for Vernie Coy, Chief Court Services Officer for the 22nd Judicial District. The annual Hometown Christmas Celebration in Blue Rapids is planned Saturday. Activities and open houses throughout the day. Santa arrives at 5, and the annual Lighted Horse Parade in Blue Rapids Saturday begins at 6. Santa will make stops this Saturday at 9 at the Greenleaf Business Center, Sunday at 2 at the Park in Lynn, and in Washington Sunday from 2 until 4 at the Old Grade School Gymnasium. Marshall County Arts Cooperative will host Dr. Dave Pinkerton with a Christmas organ concert this Sunday afternoon, 2:30 p.m. at the Memorial Presbyterian Church in Marysville. That is open to the public. The 60th annual Axtell Community Christmas Cantata is Sunday evening at the Salem Evangelical Lutheran Church south of Axtell. Reservations are due Friday for a beef producers meeting December 15th in Washington County. River Valley Extension District will host Managing the Herd Following a Drought Year. Guest speakers will discuss nutrition and forage considerations and health concerns for spring and fall calving cows. The meeting, free for producers with a complimentary meal, is Thursday, December 15th, 6 p.m. at the KSDS Assistance Dog Center in Washington. Reservation deadline is Friday. Contact the River Valley Extension District office in Concordia, 785-243-8185. Julie A. Hudson, age 56, of Blue Rapids, passed away Monday. Funeral service Friday at 2 at the Blue Rapids United Methodist Church, with a celebration of life service Friday at 5:30 at the 4-H building in Blue Rapids. Burial, Fairmont Cemetery in Blue Rapids. Visitation Thursday, noon until 8. Family will greet friends Thursday from 6 until 8 at the Christy Anders Funeral Home in Waterville, in charge of arrangements for Julie Hudson. Marjorie Dorn, age 97, of Pawnee City, passed away Wednesday. Massive Christian burial Saturday, 10:30 at the Sacred Heart Catholic Church, Burchard. Interment in the church cemetery. Visitation Friday, 9 until 8. Family will greet friends Friday from 5 until 7 at the Quarry Mortuary of Pawnee City, in charge of arrangements for Marjorie Dorn. Ann Barrett, age 96, of Frankfort, passed away Saturday. Celebration of life service is planned Saturday at noon at the Cigna Center in Frankfort, with the Patton Funeral Chapel in charge of arrangements for Ann Barrett. A celebration of life service and burial for Lawrence Herz of Washington is planned Saturday, 3 p.m. at the Emmanuel Lutheran Church, Rural Lynn. Ward Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Lawrence Herz. Doris E. Wright, age 90, of Beatty, passed away Sunday. Funeral service Tuesday, 10 a.m. at the Beatty United Methodist Church. Burial in the Beatty Union Cemetery. Visitation Monday, 1 until 9. Family will see friends Monday from 6 until 8 at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Doris Wright.
Like a young boy turns to daddy to swing a bat and ride a bike. Like a young girl turns to mommy to brush her hair just right. Like the wisdom in grandfather's eyes, the perfect gift that grandma buys. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Credit works for you.
Selection, value, and service from Cornerstone Monument, Home, Kansas.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. A winter weather advisory is currently in effect until early this afternoon. Some freezing rain and rain showers will continue early on today before clearing up throughout the evening. Temperatures are still staying slightly warmer, so no ice accumulation is expected. For today, staying a bit cooler with our highs in the lower 30s and mid-40s. Mostly cloudy skies overnight tonight with our lows in the upper 20s and lower 30s. Some sunshine on Friday with our highs in the upper 30s and upper 40s. A small system may move through over Friday night, bringing a slight chance for some snow showers, otherwise staying cloudy with our lows in the lower 20s and lower 30s. Staying sunny throughout the weekend, sunshine on Saturday with our highs in the lower 40s and lower 50s. And partly cloudy skies throughout Saturday night with our lows in the lower 20s and lower 30s. Still staying sunny on Sunday with our highs in the upper 40s and lower 50s. And mostly cloudy skies over Sunday night with our lows in the upper 20s and mid-30s. And some showers possible on Monday. I'm meteorologist Carol Foster.
Average high temperature early December 45, record high on this date 72. The average low 24 and the record low 8 below zero. Sunrise this morning 7:34, sunset this evening at 5:04.
Holiday baking is kicking into high gear. A good time? Share some advice for smarter cookies on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Get 15% off current published rates at Nextech Wireless. Special member pricing on select Granger products. Save on vacation and travel with Avis Budget and Choice Hotels. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans, who enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
Turn unforgettable moments into heartfelt gifts this holiday with custom canvas prints, fleece blankets, and so much more from canvasprints.com. It's quick, easy, and affordable to create the perfect present for everyone in your list. Just upload your image, select your product, and check out. Use code HOLIDAY25 at canvasprints.com to get 25% off your entire order of custom canvas and metal prints, mugs, pillows, and more. canvasprints.com and code HOLIDAY25 for 25% off your entire order.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, December 8th, the 342nd day of the year. Musicians Greg Allman and Jim Morrison were both born on this day. More of us bake cookies in December than any other time of year, so here's a few seasonal cookie tips you can put to the test. To prevent dough from sticking to cookie cutters, dip the cutters in flour first. The cookies will slip right out. You want to add an elegant touch to your cookies? Check the bottom of your crystal glassware. You'll often find elaborate designs that can be imprinted into the dough. And if you need to package them as holiday gifts, try repurposing a Pringles can. Decorated in holiday paper, it makes an ideal container for the right-sized cookies. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more and get the advice of the day online at almanac.com.
Reflections Hallmark is all about Christmas. Keepsake ornaments, signature Christmas ornaments, holiday greeting cards, and wrapping paper, gift bags, and box cards. Buy one, get one half off. Out with the old and in with the new, as all of last year's Christmas ornaments are 75% off. Shop Reflections Hallmark, downtown Marysville.
United Bank and Trust has been fulfilling the banking needs of families and businesses in Northeast Kansas for decades. United Bank and Trust is always advancing and is excited to introduce a tablet banking app. Simply search UBT Tablet in the App Store and download. Enjoy banking on your tablet from anywhere. It's a mobile-fast world, and so is United Bank and Trust, the bank for your future. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
With deer processing openings available now, call Bobo's Meats in Belleville, 785-955-2322, to book your spot before they're filled. Check out their Facebook for full pricing and information. With deer processing openings available now, call Bobo's in Belleville, 785-955-2322.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, it may not be baseball season right now. However, the Kansas City Royals are still planning on their upcoming season that begins in the spring of 2023, as they are set to hold their first public meeting since the team announced their plan to move to a new ballpark district in the downtown area of Kansas City. As Fox 4 KC reports, the meeting is to be held on December 13th at the Plexpod Westport Commons, as the CEO and chairman of the Royals, John Sherman, along with the COO, Brooke Sherman, are expected to speak about the vision for the organization's future in the new home. Those that choose to attend will also be able to hear about the architectural firm and the economic development consultants planning on building the stadium. The new ballpark, along with the surrounding entertainment district, will be at a near $2 billion investment, as leaders with the Royals baseball team say that it's become difficult to maintain Kauffman Stadium, which opened back in 1973. And when the team's lease with Jackson County ends in 2030, the stadium will be over 60 years old. Bet America to work sports.
Changes in weather can make or break Kansas farms.
It's going to pick up an intensity a little bit overnight. And
that affects us all. That's why you need a meteorologist you can trust to give you accurate and up-to-the-minute information each and every day.
I'm Jay Prater. I know how important an accurate forecast is to you. With Cake First Alert Forecast, I'll give you precise conditions in your area, wherever you are in Cake Land.
Trust Jay Prater and Cake First Alert, your weather authority. Cake News. On your side.
Hi, it's Andy Hoosier with your Mid-America Network News. Stay tuned into your radio station all day long right here as we cover the latest breaking news across the state of Kansas. From breaking news in Topeka, announcements from different state agencies, business initiatives from your local communities, plus your latest crime, weather, and traffic reports across the state. If it's happening in Kansas, we'll let you know about it as it happens. It's your latest news across the state of Kansas with the Mid-America Network News, and it's all right here. The Kansas Jayhawks basketball team has climbed up a little bit higher up the top 25 teams from the Associated Press's college basketball poll, sitting at number 6 nationwide with a record of 8-1. They fall just below that top 5, as the top 5 include Houston at number 1 sitting 8-0, Texas, Virginia, Purdue, and UConn. The Jayhawks next take on the Missouri Tigers on the road on Saturday with tip-off at 4 p.m. At the same time, big news coming out of the Jayhawks as the company of Adidas has signed 4 college basketball players to a large NIL deal, and one of those is the Jayhawk men's basketball player Grady Dick. The NIL stands for Name, Image, or Likeness, where they allow some of the college athletes to profit off of all three. The other three players that were signed on from Adidas includes Hansel Emanuel from Northwest State University, and Indiana University of Bloomington players Jalen Hood-Schifino and Tracy Jackson-Davis. Jayhawk basketball player Grady Dick, however, came into the Jayhawks after averaging 18 points a game his senior year of high school and was on the McDonald's All-American Game and Nike Hoops Summit rosters.
Home opener for the Marysville Wrestlers hosting Wamego in a North Central Kansas League duel Thursday evening beginning at 6:30. Marysville Wrestlers ranked number 7 among top teams in Class 1-2-3A in Kansas by the Wrestling Coaches Association. Marysville Bulldog basketball teams return home opening North Central Kansas League play hosting Clay Center Friday. Girls and boys action live on KNDY AM 1570 FM. 94.1.
Its beauty and adaptability has helped spider plant maintain its popularity for generations. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Also known as airplane plant, it prefers bright light but will tolerate lower light conditions. The spider plant is forgiving of those who tend to over or underwater. It may develop brown tips on the leaves due to the fluoride and chlorine in the water. Just use rainwater or distilled water or keep the soil slightly moist to avoid this problem. Grow spider plants in a hanging basket or on a pedestal to best display the tiny white flowers or baby plantlets on long stems cascading from the mother plant. These can easily be removed from the parent plant or left intact to root and start new plants. It's non-toxic for cats and dogs, but cat lovers may prefer to display their spider plants out of the reach of playful kitties. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
I've heard several stories over the years about towns fighting to be proclaimed the county seat in the early years of settlement. But in western Kansas, you'll find a county where that decision was more than a fight. It was a battle between towns that left people dead in the streets. The story is this edition of the American Countryside.
A ProBox has enough seed to plant 125 acres of corn. Now, if you wanted to put 40 pounds of nitrogen on those acres, you'd need 1,200 gallons of anhydrous or 1,700 gallons of UAN or 5 tons of urea. But what if that amount of nitrogen was already on your seed? Pivot Bio is now putting nitrogen on seed. The first company to ever apply nitrogen on seed. The nitrogen you need now on seed from Pivot Bio. Learn more at pivotbio.com.
Why do some small towns thrive while others decline? What influences young people to live and work in some communities but not in others? How can local citizens work together to make a positive difference in their community? Andrew McCrae's latest book is here, The Total Town Makeover. Get your copy today at AmericanCountryside.com. Just click on Books at the top of the page. You'll find all of Andrew's books there, books like American Countryside, The Man Who Was President for a Day, and God's Perfect View. They're based on Andrew's radio broadcast and are perfect for you and make great gifts. Log on today at AmericanCountryside.com.
The year was 1885, and some men in Garden City, Kansas, had big ideas for a new settlement in western Kansas.
To build a town between Scott City and Tribune, and it was going to rival Chicago.
Karen Walk is curator at the Museum of the Great Plains in Leota, Kansas. Just a few months after its establishment, though, another town, Coronado, was incorporated 2.5 miles from Leota. The two fledgling outposts soon developed an intense rivalry, fueled by each town's newspaper.
The one from Leota was hired by this land company, and they even bought him his big fancy printing press. So, you know, they had him under their thumb.
No county seat had been chosen yet for Wichita County, Kansas. Obtaining the county seat would provide status and wealth. Each paper went over the top in describing how horrible the other town was, working to sway the vote in March of 1887. One town went even further.
Leota hired some thugs from up in Wallace to come down here and just mill around the polling places.
Things came to a head on Sunday, February 27th, 1887. Both towns claimed different stories, but we do know 7 men from Leota took a wagon to Coronado that morning when gunfire erupted.
Nobody really knows who fired the first shot, but by the time they got done, there was 3 that were dead on the ground, and the others were shot and trying to get in the wagon and get back to Leota.
The shooting was not only big news in Wichita County, but soon the nation heard about it as well. That part of the story is next time as we travel the countryside. In Leota, Kansas, I'm Andrew McCray.
To grow a rural business, so winning a grant could be a huge factor for success. Hi, I'm Jody Hinke. Applying the right way will increase your chances as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
Perfect world, you'd be awarded every grant you applied for. But in reality, organizations don't give you money simply because you sent in some paperwork. You have to sell yourself and prove you have something worth funding. It's vital that your goals match the goals of the organization handing out the funds. Deborah Cavanaugh is a retired grant extension specialist with the University of Illinois. She says, first of all, don't pull budget numbers out of thin air. They have to be exact.
If you say you want to do a publication in your grant proposal, you have to figure this out, really, what it would cost. You have to call up the printer. If you have a graphic designer, you have to find out what they would cost. You have to figure out all of these things like you're going to get the money. Because what will happen is when people are reviewing it, they will spend considerable time looking at that budget to see that it's realistic.
If you've experienced success in previous work that relates to your proposed project, grantors like to see that. They also give points if you have a team of partners helping you out, because some grants are awarded only if you've secured matching funds. Each proposal has a series of steps to follow, so make sure you read all of the paperwork thoroughly. Review boards may get hundreds of proposals, and they'll winnow them down, starting with the tiniest of details.
Somebody sits at a desk and goes through there and says, did they do them in 12-point font? Did they do them double-sided? You know, all these little nitpicky things that you might not think is important. And if you don't meet those minimal standards, it's put over here and it's not even reviewed.
If you have questions during the process, don't hesitate to contact the organization. Learn more about grant writing at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
term stuffocation? It's rapidly becoming one of my new favorite words. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you be wise and thrive. This idea of stuffocation is a concept that explains how our culture of buying more and more is making people unhappy. It seems I am constantly decluttering and trying to find space for the toys and books and clothes and all the items that our family of six needs. Our garage is now packed with things, many of which we don't use. And I'm guessing I'm not alone. Just think of the time and energy you spend worrying about and tending to your stuff. The Bible has a lot to say about money and material things, including where your treasure is, there your heart is also. Next time you buy something, think about where you want your treasure to be. In your possessions or in your faith and values? And that is how to be wise and thrive.
Blue Rapids annual hometown Christmas is Saturday, December 10th, with a fireman's breakfast serving 7 to 11. A craft fair at the library, not until noon. Open houses at businesses throughout the day. Christmas Bazaar in the Blue Rapids Gym runs 8:30 till 3. Kids ornament making at the museum 10 to 4. Live nativity at 4:30 with a chili cook-off. The soup supper begins at 4:30 at the community center. Santa's on hand at the bandstand on the square from 5 until 7 with a lighted parade beginning at 6 p.m. and a raffle drawing to follow. Saturday, December 10th, sponsored by the Blue Rapids Chamber of Commerce.
An invitation to the annual Blue Rapids Hometown Christmas from Blue Rapids Auto and Hardware, Jean's Hair Horizons, and Sapp Brothers Petroleum.
Blue Rapids Auto and Hardware has a full line of Napa Auto Parts. They're your do-it-best hardware store and stock plumbing and electrical supplies. Blue Rapids Auto and Hardware makes hydraulic hoses and chainsaw chains. They're also an Amazablaze corn stove dealer. Hunting and fishing licenses, fish bait, and ammunition available, too, at Blue Rapids Auto and Hardware. On the square in Blue Rapids, open daily 8 to 6, Saturdays 8 to 3, closed on Sundays.
Jean's Hair Horizon, your full-service salon and supplier of the latest Scentsy fragrances.
I offer family haircuts and pedicures and manicures. I do colors, highlights, waxing, perms. I do it all. I carry a lot of Redken and Matrix. Jean's Hair Horizon, 103 West 5th Street in Blue Rapids. It's right on the highway across from Mustang Motors. My phone number is 363-7979. My favorite part of the job is having my customers come in. I love my job.
Sapp Brothers Petroleum works hard all year round to be there for you when it matters most. Their goal is simple, to be your number one source for propane, lubricants, and extreme diesel fuel. And they'll reach that goal by treating you like family. Don't wait for winter to set in. Get that propane tank filled today by calling the winning team at Sapp Brothers Petroleum. Still proudly serving all of Nebraska and the Hanover community, Sapp Brothers is proud to announce their newest location in Blue Rapids. That's Sapp Brothers Petroleum, servicing your residential and farming to commercial and industrial needs.
An invitation to the annual Blue Rapids Hometown Christmas from Blue Rapids Auto and Hardware, Jean's Hair Horizons, and Sapp Brothers Petroleum.
A global supplier of probiotic animal health products. Today on Farm to Fork. Cab to cab, season to season, there's only one way to do it all on your farm. Ag Leader It. Ag Leader offers the complete package of year-round precision farming tools to help you steer it, plant it, apply it, harvest it, and manage it more efficiently and profitably. For every farm and every field activity, Ag Leader It. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com for more information.
Who mapped the soybean genome? You did. Yes, you. Better varieties are on the way. Today's soybean farmers, that's you, are achieving big breakthroughs in seed. How? By pooling your resources through your Soy Checkoff. Your Soy Checkoff research sequenced the soybean genome to help seed companies and other researchers bring better varieties faster to your operation. See all the ways your Soy Checkoff is moving soy forward for you at unitedsoybean.org/hopper.
In 1874, Danish chemist Christian Hansen started a company to make clean cheese. Today, this global supplier of ag biologicals has a reputation for sustainability. Steve Lerner works here in the U.S. for Christian Hansen and says a Canadian company that ranks big companies on their sustainability took notice.
Christian Hansen came under that radar in 2018. In 2019, we were the most sustainable company in the world. In 2020, and then again in 2022, we were the second most sustainable company of any kind. But in all of those 5 years, we have been the most sustainable bioscience company in the world.
Lerner says Christian Hansen's probiotic products can replace many antibiotics in animal agriculture.
They're able to maintain health, and you won't need to use antibiotics for treatment. And many of the modes of action through which antibiotics were promoting growth can be replaced by using probiotics or prebiotics and perhaps even live probiotic yeast.
More tomorrow. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
Here's a look at your ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network. I am Jeff Aiken. Investments in infrastructure for U.S. soybean farmers help drive export demand. Michael Clements reports.
The United Soybean Board invested funds in research, planning, analysis, and design to help kickstart dredging on the lower Mississippi River. Megan Kaiser, USB Vice Chair from Missouri, says it's a great example of putting checkoff dollars to work.
Right now is a great example. As we see, we have tremendous opportunity, good prices, but our basis is not good because the lower Mississippi is so dry. So one of the things that I'm very proud of, while it isn't exactly helping in this situation, it does help most other times, that the United Soybean Board said, what is a way that we can really invest and make a difference in infrastructure? And one of the projects that we found was to get started with the dredging of the lower Mississippi River.
Kaiser says the checkoff investment helped the project gain further attention and funding.
What we found is that there was this barrier of entry, if you will, of getting the project started. We knew dredging was important, but nobody was doing the research on planning and design. And by putting $2 million, which is a lot of money, but it came from farmers saying, this is worth a $2 million investment to kind of get going. The federal government and the state of Louisiana saw that, and they said, this should be a real national priority.
The federal government then met the $2 million investment with a $245 million investment.
And so that really was an exciting way for us to begin engagement that makes a tremendous impact on farmers, whether you're shipping soybeans or corn or wheat out to the global marketplace. But the checkoff was able to really get the ball rolling.
Keep up with the latest news from the United Soybean Board at unitedsoybean.org and Wednesday mornings at 10 a.m. Eastern, 9 a.m. Central on RFD TV. Michael Clements reporting.
Thank you, Michael, so much. We appreciate that. That's a look at your ag news for this Thursday, December the 8th. I'm Jeff Aiken. Have yourself a terrific Thursday.
The Tulsa Farm Show is back December 8th through 10th at the SageNet Center. Show sponsor Oklahoma Farm Bureau and hundreds of exhibitors will feature the latest in ag products and services, along with live cattle equipment demos and daily horse training seminars by Craig Cameron. $1,000 in show bucks will be given away each day at 1 p.m. And be sure to test drive and enter to win a new Spartan mower. Visit TulsaFarmShow.com for details and an interactive show floor plan. Show hours 9 to 5, 4 p.m. Saturday. Admission and parking are free.
Changes in weather can make or break Kansas farms.
It's going to pick up an intensity a little bit overnight tonight.
That affects us all. That's why you need a meteorologist you can trust to give you accurate and up-to-the-minute information each and every day.
I'm Jay Prater. I know how important an accurate forecast is to you. With Cake First Alert Forecast, I'll give you precise conditions in your area, wherever you are in Cake Land.
Trust Jay Prater and Cake First Alert, your weather authority. Cake News, on your side.
For all your propane and propane delivery needs, contact Hoover's in Greenleaf. Call 747-2201. Propane is safe, propane is clean burning, and propane is economical. Hoover's in Greenleaf offers prompt delivery and excellent customer service. Give Hoover's in Greenleaf a call today, 747-2201. That's Hoover's in Greenleaf.
agriculture is a growing industry, but not everyone has the financial and physical resources. Try raising fish in cages on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Have you heard of a good way to deter coyotes? What about a hay sleigh? Or how to get twice the light in your machine shed? These ideas were submitted to the All Around the Farm and Idea of the Month in Successful Farming magazine. If you have an idea for saving money, labor, or time that could offer a real solution to landowners, farmers, and ranchers, we'd like to hear it. Enter your quick fix or proven solution today at agriculture.com/idea entry. That's agriculture.com/idea entry. Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming magazine today.
Fish in cages can be a means for landowners with ponds to produce fish for supplemental income or for their own dinner table. It costs much less than starting a fish farm and allows the pond to be used for other purposes, such as recreation, stock watering, or irrigation. David Klein is an extension aquaculture specialist at Auburn University. He says there are several fish species that do well in this type of environment.
You're looking for fish that get along well together, and historically that includes things like catfish, tilapia, trout. Folks have done hybrid striped bass. There's the potential to do bluegills and other sunfish, but they create some other challenges. But I would say the most common ones that I have come across are folks that either want to grow catfish or tilapia.
The fish will depend on you for healthy meals, since they're not free to roam around snacking on their natural food. You also need to keep an eye on fish health due to their intensive numbers.
Most of the time, you have to put a lot of fish in there, so you're going to have a relatively crowded environment in order to overcome the fish's natural territorial nature. There is the potential for them bumping into each other, bumping into the cage, getting scraped up, which makes an opening for the potential for them to get a bacterial disease or something along those lines.
The cages are simple to move around, and getting at the fish is easy for care, observation, and harvesting. I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about cage aquaculture at agriculture.com.
Surprise the man in your life this Christmas with something he really wants: more power. Table saws, cordless drills, impacts, trimmers, and chainsaws. Perfect for gift giving, Hometown Lumber in Marysville and Axtell Lumber have Milwaukee and DeWalt power tools and accessories. Pull lasting holiday memories fresh from the flame of your new solo stove fire pit. Built for the backyard and beyond, and great for any age, make a solo stove from Hometown Lumber in Marysville the number one gift on your list this year.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. Well, mostly a quiet day so far. Of course, that's in anticipation of tomorrow's WASNI report. USDA typically doesn't have a lot of surprises in those reports, but the markets are kind of thinking maybe there could be a surprise, so things are rather timid, so to speak. The USDA will update world production numbers here shortly. Corn, wheat, both up. Stronger energy markets also affecting the markets as well. Here's what we're looking at right now. We are looking at corn for December at 6.32. That's up 4.25 right now. March corn at 6.42 3/4. That's up 1.5. Kansas City wheat for March at 8.46. That's down 2.75. Kansas City wheat for May, 8.41 1/4. That's down 3.25. March oats, 3.29 1/4. That's down 3.5. Oats for May, 3.29 right now. That's down 1.25. Soybeans for January, 14.85 1/2. That's up 13.5. Soybeans for March at 14.89. That's up 11.75. Taking a look at cotton for March, 81.73 is your current price. That's down a dime. Cotton for May at 81.52. That's down 17 cents. Live cattle for December, 152.37. That's up 45 cents. Live cattle for February, 153.92. That's up 37.5 cents. Feeder cattle for January, 183.40. That's up $2.52.5. Feeder cattle for March at 184.70. That's up $1.45 currently. Crude oil for January, 72.09 is your current price. That's up 8 cents. Gold for December, 1787.50. That's up $2. Silver for December at $23.06. That's up 35 cents. Markets right now, Dow Jones up 221, S&P up 34, NASDAQ up 141, trading at 11,100 shares. That's a look at your market information. I am Jeff Aiken.
Changes in weather can make or break Kansas farms.
It's going to pick up an intensity a little bit overnight tonight.
That affects us all. That's why you need a meteorologist you can trust to give you accurate and up-to-the-minute information each and every day.
I'm Jay Prater. I know how important an accurate forecast is to you. With Cake First Alert Forecast, I'll give you precise conditions in your area, wherever you are in Cakeland.
Trust Jay Prater and Cake First Alert, your weather authority. Cake News. On your side.
Hi, it's Andy Hoosier with your Mid-America Network News. Stay tuned into your radio station all day long right here as we cover the latest breaking news across the state of Kansas. From breaking news in Topeka, announcements from different state agencies, business initiatives from your local communities, plus your latest crime, weather, and traffic reports across the state. If it's happening in Kansas, we'll let you know about it as it happens. It's your latest news across the state of Kansas with the Mid-America Network News, and it's all right here.
For a wide variety of solar power and plug-in fencers, insulators, polywire, and all of the accessories you'll need to get it done right, remember Valley Vet Supply in Marysville. The one-stop shop with great pricing on all your fencing supplies, including Parmac and Gallagher fencers. Check them out online at valleyvet.com or make a quick trip to Valley Vet Supply in Marysville.
Valley Vet Supply.
Did you know that the Kansas 4-H Youth Development Program empowers over 70,000 youth? From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today, and I'm Katie Figge. Sarah Moss, the new state leader for the Kansas 4-H Youth Development Program, gives insight to her history with 4-H programming, her advice for those thinking of joining 4-H, and what she looks forward to most in her new role.
I was an Oklahoma 4-H member from the age of 9 and graduated out of that program, continued on with collegiate 4-H when I went to Oklahoma State, then also worked in the state 4-H office there, served as a 4-H volunteer in my home county. You know, I grew up on a dairy farm in rural Oklahoma and certainly had the opportunity to do some livestock stuff, but really what drew me to 4-H was some of the home economics. So I did a lot of things with my mother. But then as I got older, leadership and communication or public speaking, those were my main focus when I got older.
Moss encourages people to join 4-H to develop useful skills.
My advice would be contact your local office. Find out what 4-H clubs are available in your area. Go and visit. Just take that opportunity. See what are those interests that your kids have. Is there something that maybe 4-H can help spark their interest? We do a lot of growing our youth. When they find their spark, that's what they go into their lifetime career with. Sometimes it's just a hobby, but that's okay. All of that is a well-rounded individual and something that we really want to help as we build tomorrow's leaders. You know, when we look at 4-H youth development and everything that we do, we really help the youth develop those soft skills and the socialization and being able to be prepared for interviews and prepare public speaking and things like that. So they're not so scared of some of that, that a lot of people are. It's a phobia.
Moss describes what she looks forward to most in her new role.
I'm really looking forward to helping us move into the future and look at Kansas 4-H, big picture. How can we truly touch every youth in the state of Kansas and move together as a team with all 105 counties having extension agents? How can we together as a team continue to move forward so we can make the best better, as our 4-H motto says? One of the goals for the program is I really am looking forward to the team effort that we're going to be able to take with all of the agents and our volunteers and our youth. I'm looking forward to the opportunity to do like a mini tour of the state and have maybe 4 to 6 different locations where I can have some listening sessions, where I can listen to what our agents are seeing that they feel that we need, what our parents and what our youth need. I feel that it's very important for us to hear our youth voice. And while we do have our State 4-H Youth Council and we have some other subgroups that our older youth are involved in, you know, some don't get to that level. They want to just stay locally involved. And that's perfectly fine. They're still still developing those skills, but I also want to hear from them.
That's new state leader for the Kansas 4-H Youth Development Program, Sarah Moss, with insight on her history with 4-H programming, her advice for those thinking of joining 4-H, and what she looks forward to most in her new role. And this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Tune in for the auction calendar weekdays during our noon news block on KNDY. Upcoming auction details for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Household, collectibles, real estate, farm, or business auctions. If you're planning a sale, be sure your auctioneer advertises on KNDY. In addition to our daily updates on air, check out the auction calendar online. We provide the complete sale bills at KNDYradio.com for those advertising with us. The least expensive, most comprehensive way to reach all of Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska with Radio KNDY and online KNDYradio.com. Tell your auctioneer you want the power of radio working to your best advantage. Call our sales team for rate quotes and complete details. Find out more by checking out the auction calendar online at KNDYradio.com.
KNDY. legendary country music comes your way following ABC News on 1570 and 94.1 FM KNDY and K231 AX Marysville.